Well, it's heartbreaking what happened to Sarah Everard, and I've been thinking a lot about her family over the last 24 hours in particular. I'm sure all Londoners are all having their thoughts at Sarah's family. Look, we can't run away from the fact that this sexual predator, this man who abducted, raped, killed Sarah and then set her body alight, was a serving police officer, and we can't run away from that. This was somebody who joined first the Kent Police Service, transferred to the Civil Nuclear Police, and then transferred to the Met Police Service, and was serving for at least 2 years. And that's why it's really important we get to the bottom of whether other people were aware about any inappropriate comments about his behavior. We've got to look into any allegations made previously. We've got to make sure we address, not just in the police service and the criminal justice system, but across society, this culture of misogyny. You know, that's paramount.
Does the Met bear some responsibility for this? And if that's the case, should Cressida Dick consider her position?
Look, there are lots of things that we're urgent looking into. The police are looking into, the ILPC are looking into, the Her Majesty's Inspector are looking into. Are the vetting procedures fit for purpose?
Do you think they are?
I'm not sure until the inspectorate reports. I spoke to the commissioner yesterday and the day before, and the Met Police Service weren't aware about some of these comments that he's alleged to have made, or comments that previous colleagues used against him. That's why it's important to look at the vetting process. It's also really important to look at the process when he was in the police service. The media's reported allegations made against him. Why weren't they looked into? What went on? And so these are just some of the issues that are going to be raised. But other issues to look into is, are the processes robust enough? If somebody in the police service is concerned about somebody's behaviour and they don't want to go to a superior, can they report it anonymously? There's a hotline they can use. There's a whistle-blowing process. Are they fit for purpose? So we've got to look at everything. No stone must be left unturned.
Should Cressida Dick stay in her job?
No, I'm confident that Cressida is the right person to bring about the transformation that is needed. The issue of violence against women and girls won't be addressed by one officer. We've got to make sure the education our boys receive in school is sorted out. How is it right that girls in school are having to change their behaviour because of the behaviour of boys in school? We've got to change the law. Misogyny should be a hate crime. The harassment of women in a public place should be a criminal offence. How is it right that only 3% of those who report a rape is the man found guilty? Look at domestic violence, it's only 30%. There's got to be a transformative effect across society. And by the way, I support the inspector when she says there's an epidemic in our society when it comes to violence against women and girls. That's why we need a whole society response.